Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning again. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Bob Oakes. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is tomorrow, marking the symbolic halfway point in the season. The Red Sox are in last place in the American League East after they lost to the Yankees last night 7-3. To review the Sox performance in this half of the season, we turn to baseball historian and author Glenn Stout. Morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Okay, the Red Sox record 43 wins and 43 losses. What does that look like going into the All-Star break right now?
Not real good. Yeah. I think most of the Red Sox players are looking forward to the All-Star break for 3 days to go fishing, because they certainly do need to turn a page on the first half of the season.
And how about this last series with the Yankees?
Well, I mean, that's emblematic of the way the entire first half of the season is gone. I mean, they're running out a bunch of vowels and consonants out on the field, while the Yankees are running out, you know, a bunch of Hall of Famers. And there are a lot of reasons for that, injuries being first and foremost, but that's no way to reach the postseason, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's injuries, you think? That's the reason why it's looking pretty dismal. What else? Or is it pitching? What's going on?
Well, certainly injuries have played a big role in it. You can't deny that. But the other part is certainly that some of the players who haven't been injured simply haven't played up to the standards that everyone expected. And that falls squarely on the shoulders of the pitching staff, primarily Josh Beckett and John Lester. So, you know, it has been a failure pretty much across the board. There have been a few guys who've played better than expected, but by and large, it's been disappointing from top to bottom, I think.
Now, do you think that says something about the way the team's been managed?
Well, you know, you can put some blame on Bobby Valentine, particularly perhaps at the beginning of the season, where I don't think he had everybody on the same page. But since the first month or so, you really can't blame him very much. If you want to blame anybody, I think you can look at the front office for some of the things they've done or didn't do. But still, you know, they're trying to patch 15 holes in the same boat at the same time. And you just don't have that many fingers right now.
What do you think is one of the biggest mistakes that probably should have been foreseen?
Well, I think the Bard problem should have been foreseen, perhaps. I mean, you were taking a real chance by taking somebody who'd been so effective and trying to turn him into a starting pitcher. You know, but beyond that, I mean, you can only blame the front office for signing people who've gotten injured. And that's kind of hard. I mean, Carl Crawford has basically given the Red Sox nothing in about a year and a half. And it hasn't been helped, of course, be joined on the disabled list by Jacoby Ellsbury. The good thing, though, and there is a little bit of a silver lining here, is with this new playoff configuration where there's two wild card teams, the Red Sox could still make the playoffs even if they only win 86, 87 games, which they're still certainly capable of doing.
Now, you did mention that some players are doing better than expected, and of course, designated hitter David Ortiz is on the All-Star team. Why is he having such a great season?
Well, I think one of the reasons he's having a great season is because he's getting pitched around a lot, and, you know, he's the only danger in the Red Sox lineup. So, you know, guys, they're either walking him or he's coming to bat in positions where they can't walk him and they have to pitch to him, and he's taking advantage of those things, you know. Pitching against the Red Sox lineup right now is like going down the road and avoiding a pothole. If you can get around David Ortiz, you can beat this team. Fortunately for the Red Sox, you can't always get around David Ortiz.
And you think that we might see something more positive in the second half of the season, Glenn?
If they can survive until the end of August, when they start to get a lot of people back, then anything can happen. And that's what they're betting on right now, anything happening.
Glenn Stout, sports writer and frequent baseball analyst for WBUR. His latest book is Fenway 1912, which looks at the first season at the ballpark. Glenn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.